The Bible teaches us spiritual lessons from physical things that we can see and understand in our lives. And one example of this is the teaching in Scripture that we have from different towers. We can think about the Tower of Babel, and that tower was a symbol of false religion and rebellion against God. And we learn from the story of the Tower of Babel how God's purposes in the world will be fulfilled, and how even man in all of his strength and organization and strategy cannot frustrate the will of God. In the world today, we all live with the consequences of what happened at the Tower of Babel and the confusing of the languages of the people of the world. The Tower in Scripture is also a military fortress. We read in the book of Judges of different towers that were fortresses, and they're mentioned in relation to different battles that took place. We read of Gideon destroying a tower and those who were hiding in it. We read of a tower being burned down by a man called Abimelech, and that resulted in the deaths of 1,000 people. In the book of Kings, we read of the watchtower, and it was used as a place to look out for the advancing armies of the enemies. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus spoke of the Tower of Siloam in his preaching, and the Tower of Siloam in Jerusalem, it fell, it killed 18 people. And the Lord Jesus reminded those who told him about that tower, those who were listening to him, that if they did not repent, then one day they would perish, just like those who perished in that awful accident. The Lord also spoke of a tower in Luke chapter 14. He speaks of someone intending to build a tower. And he says that they sit down first and they count the cost, if they have sufficient to complete the building work. And the Lord applies this to the cost of following him and counting that cost. If you're not saved today, there is a cost in following the Lord Jesus Christ, being identified with him in this world. And if you're going to follow him, you need to be prepared for that cost. The book of Psalms contains many references to the Lord as a tower. It speaks of the Lord as a tower, a place of refuge and safety for his people. And it is this thought, the Lord as a tower of strength and safety for his people, that is brought before us then in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. And in this scripture, it is the name of the Lord that is called a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is holy. And so important that we think correctly of the Lord's great name. That is emphasized in Scripture. One of the commandments is speaking specifically of the Lord's name. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And so the Lord's great name should be treated with the greatest reverence and care. And so we'd like to consider the lessons that we have before us in this description in Proverbs 18, verse 10, of the Lord's great name. The Lord's name, the name of the Lord. We have the strength that it contains. The strength that it contains. We're told the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And so the strength contained in the Lord's name is great. It is great. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It highlights this particular truth about the Lord's name, the great strength in his name. His name is great because his name represents who he is and the almighty strength that he possesses. His name represents the greatness of his strength to punish his enemies. It represents the greatness of his strength in creation, creating all that we see around us. It represents the greatness of his strength in salvation, providing eternal life to lost sinners. It presents the greatness of his strength in controlling all that happens in the world every day. And just as we would look at a great tower and we would be amazed at its dimensions, at its strength, the strength of its walls, so when we think about the name of the Lord, we see his great strength. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name Lord in this verse, as you will know, is Jehovah. And it is that particular name that was communicated to Moses when the Lord sent him to lead Israel out of Egypt. And we have this in Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 13. And it says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? He says, you're sending me to do this task, and what name am I being sent in? What name will I give to the people? Verse 14 of Exodus 3, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. This is the name of the Lord. The name Jehovah is derived from those words, I am. It's the one who is self-existent, the one who depends on no one or nothing outside of himself. And the name Jehovah, it comes from that term, I am. And it speaks of Jehovah as the one who is eternally the same, the one who never changes. We have that again in Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3. The Lord emphasizes that this name, I am, it is the name Jehovah. Exodus 6 and verse 3, and I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not sent to them. And then verse 6 of chapter 6, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out from their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. It was Jehovah, the I Am, who was going to deliver them from their slavery. And that name, Jehovah, the Jews considered it so holy that they would not even speak it. The name of the one who is eternal, the name of the one who always has been and always will be, and the name of the one who is the same, always in his relationship to his people. And looking at a strong tower, we wouldn't just think of its strength at that particular time, but we would think of its strength through the ages. Great towers continue for many years. We think of the great towers of history that have continued for many generations and are still standing today. You can think of the Tower of London, and William the Conqueror, when he arrived in England, started to build that tower sometime around the year 1070, as a fortress for himself in the capital. And for almost 1,000 years, it has stood there, and it has seen kings and queens coming and going, and generations of people coming and going, and so many changes and upheavals in the land around it, and yet it is still standing, still strong, so strong, still contains the crown jewels. And so the longevity of a great tower that long exceeds our little short lifetimes, it's but a picture to us of the eternity of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That strong tower that is eternal, stands forever, that is unchangeable, represents to us the greatness of God's strength and his unchanging relationship with us, his people. As we're told in Malachi 3 and verse 6, for I am the Lord, I am Jehovah, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And so the strength contained in this name of the Lord that is a strong tower, it is great strength. And this strength, it is revealed. It is revealed. It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And we learn from this verse that knowing the name of the Lord, understanding something about it, has a great impact on our lives. And the name of the Lord and the Lord himself is revealed to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who reveals God to us. If God did not reveal himself to us, we would not know God. In John chapter 17, the Lord Jesus speaks of this. John chapter 17 and verses 5 and 6. John chapter 17 and verse 5, the Lord is praying to his Father. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. It is the Lord Jesus who reveals God to men. He says, I have revealed your name to these my disciples. He is the Word of God, the one who was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And as the one who is the God-man, the mediator between God and men, he reveals God to men, and he brings men on to God. He teaches us who God is. He shows to us how we can have peace with God. And this name of the Lord that is here in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name Jehovah, is of course the name that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He also is Jehovah in John chapter 8, verse 57. John chapter 8, verse 57. The Jews are arguing with the Lord Jesus about how he would have known Abraham. John chapter 8, verse 57. It says, "Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and how hast thou seen Abraham?" And John 8, 58, the Lord replies, Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." He says, before Abraham ever existed, I am. I am the eternal God. He takes the name of Jehovah. And the Jews knew what he was saying. Verse 59, Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And so this name of the Lord, it is a strong tower. It speaks to us in a very direct and special way of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is Jehovah himself, and the one who reveals God to men, the one who brings us near to God, the one who gives to us eternal peace. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So we have the strength it contains, the strength contained in the name of the Lord. Then secondly, we have the people it receives. The people it receives. It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The people received into this strong tower are the righteous. It speaks of those who are saved. Those who are saved are the righteous. We have no righteousness of our own, but those who are saved have received the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we receive his righteousness when we are joined to him by faith. When by faith we trust in him, we are joined to that blessed name that is to us a strong tower. And this is the name of the Lord. He is the Lord, Jehovah, our righteousness. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 6. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness, and the forgiveness of our sins, our peace with God, our hope of heaven. It is all found in the name of the one who is our God and Savior, the Lord, our righteousness. And the Lord, he revealed himself to us to save us from ourselves, to save us from the hell that we deserve. And let us always remember that our righteousness, our standing before God, it is found only in Christ alone. The one who alone lived that sinless life upon this earth that we can never live. The one who, having lived a life of obedience, laid down his life. The one who bore our sins in his own body on the tree. The one who has risen from the dead in glorious victory and is alive forevermore. Only in him is our righteousness found. And the Lord welcomes to himself those who know that they have no righteousness of their own. Those who feel their sin, those who feel that great burden and guilt and weight of their sin, and those who repent of sin, and those who trust in Christ, they receive this perfect righteousness, and in him we have perfect peace. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We find in him our righteousness, and in him alone. Those who are received into this strong tower that is the name of the Lord, they are righteous, and they are also runners. They are runners. It says the righteous runneth into it and is safe. The righteous are welcomed into this strong tower. It tells us of the great joy and the great urgency with which those who trust in Christ run to him. When we first felt our sin, and when the conviction of sin brought guilt and the fear of God's judgment, and it gripped our hearts, did we not run to Christ? Did we not run into the strong tower? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And if you're not saved today, you need to run to Christ. You're in danger of hell. Not aware of it, perhaps, sitting here, feeling comfortable and secure. And yet, if you're not saved, just in one moment, your life could be taken from you, taken out from time and into eternity and immediately into that awful place that words cannot describe and that no one can ever fully understand, this side of eternity, what it is to be in the torments of hell. And that's what you're in danger of today if you're not saved. And so it's a matter of urgency how you need to run. Run to Christ. You have a great enemy. The enemy of your soul is the devil, who wants to destroy you, who seeks your destruction, who seeks to deceive you with the sins and temptations of this world. And how desperate and urgent is your need to run to Christ, enter into the strong tower. We have a literal example of this in the book of Judges, in Judges chapter 9. Judges chapter 9 and verse 50, we read of a man called Abimelech attacking a city. Judges chapter 9 and verse 50, it says, "Then went Abimelech to Thebez and camped against Thebez and took it." Verse 51, "But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women and all they of the city, and shut them up and got them up to the top of the tower." Here we have the city surrounded and attacked, and the enemy comes in, but there was a strong tower in the center of the city, and everyone ran to the tower and up into the tower, and it was in the tower that they found safety. And how the lesson is before us today: sinners outside of Christ are in danger of destruction, eternal destruction, and how you need to run with urgency today to repent of sin and to trust in Christ and to lean on Him, to rest in Him for the forgiveness of your sin. And we who are saved, we always need to run to the Saviour. Yes, we ran to Him on that day when we repented and we were saved and we trust in Him in our Christian lives, but there is a need to run to Him again and again. How we ought to run to Him for the cleansing of our sins through His blood when we have failed. And we fail often. We fail many times, and we run to Him again for cleansing and for forgiveness. How we need to run to Him for wisdom, for comfort, to be delivered from our enemies when our distresses are many, when our strength is small. How we should not hesitate, how we should not delay, but in our need we should run to Christ. This is one of the characteristics of the righteous. They run into the strong tower. And today you may be surrounded by many difficulties, and the enemies of your soul have circled you on every side, and you've run out of ideas, and perhaps you've run out of friends, perhaps you've run out of strength. But have you forgotten to run first to Christ? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So we have the strength contained in the Lord's name, and we have those who are received into the Lord's name, that name that is a strong tower. And then, thirdly, we have the protection it provides. The protection provided by the Lord's name that is a strong tower. The protection in the Lord's name is sure. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." The righteous are safe in strong tower that is the Lord's name. None that trust in the name of the Lord will be disappointed. In the Lord there is perfect salvation. In the Lord there is perfect peace, protection from all of the evil of this world, safety from the judgment of God. Those who are in the Lord, trusting in His name, will never be in hell. Those who have fled to Christ for safety, those who ran to Him, will never be lost, will never be left alone in this world. Those who have run to the strong tower will never be left to the mercy of their enemies. There's great certainty about this matter because the name of the Lord is at stake. Those who trust in the name of the Lord are safe because the Lord cannot and will not allow any dishonor to come to the glory of His great name. We read of this in Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7. We read of Joshua and the nation of Israel in a time of turmoil when they had been defeated by their enemies. Joshua chapter 7 and verse 7. "And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou brought it all this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us round and cut off our name from off the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? Israel had sinned and had disobeyed the Lord, and the Lord had allowed them to be defeated by their enemies. And Joshua is in distress and he is praying and he's in confusion, but in the middle of his trouble he realizes that there's something far greater than him and even than the whole of the nation at stake. And that is the name, the great name of the Lord. And the Lord, for his great name's sake, will never leave his people alone. Yes, he will chastise us for our sins. He will not allow us to go on in sin and compromise without him intervening and doing something to chastise us for our sin and bring us back into close fellowship with him again. But he'll never forsake us. He'll never leave us without hope. He'll never leave us to languish in hell. We can take great comfort then from this truth. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. There's safety in life, in death, and in eternity in the Lord's great name. We can say of this protection that is provided by the Lord's great name, it is sure. We can also say that it is set aloft. It is set aloft. That is the literal meaning of the words, is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The righteous are set aloft. They are lifted up. The tower is a military fortress, and it's designed as a place of refuge from the enemy. And when the Normans invaded England, 1066, and then later they made their way to Wales and Scotland and Ireland, they built castles, and you'll be familiar with their speciality, their castles, the Mott and Bailey Castle. And the Mott was a tower built on a high mound of earth, often an artificial mound of earth, and then the wooden stockade around the Mott, and then the outer part around the tower in the centre was the bailey, the fenced area, and there was living space there for the people and for livestock. And you can see the remains of these motts. They're dotted about the countryside today, and there was communities developed around the castles. Trade took place at them, and the Mott, it was there in the centre, the tower was there in the centre, and it was high up, and if the enemy attacked, then the people from the community round about, the people in the outer part, they ran into the centre, into the tower, up into the Mott, and they were lifted high up. And anyone attacking had to come up the sides of that mound. Then there was the wooden fence, and they were lifted up high. And in the tower, there was safety. And it is a picture to us of how in Christ, our Saviour, we are lifted up. When we belong to him, we are lifted up into heavenly places with Christ. We read of this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In Christ we are raised up to sit together with him in heavenly places. Through Christ we've been raised up out of our sin. We've been lifted up from condemnation and death. We've been joined to him so that our position spiritually is already in heaven. And being so lifted up in Christ, then we are safe. We're lifted up from the attacks that would otherwise destroy us. In the strong tower, the enemy can still attack, but cannot defeat us. The enemy can still surround us, but it can't overcome us. The enemy can still beset us, but it cannot have dominion over us. We cannot be dragged down into hell. Yes, we may still have many battles to fight, but in the Lord Jesus Christ, our strong tower, we're lifted up into a place of safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. That is our spiritual position. Whatever happens to us in life, whatever troubles or conflicts we face, we are safe in Christ, lifted up in him. And then one day, we who have run to Christ, we who are trusting in him and living for him, we'll be lifted right up into heaven itself. One day, what is already our spiritual and legal position will be our immediate experience. One day we will enter glory. We shall see the Saviour face to face, the one whose name is a strong tower. One day our pain and our battles and our struggles will be over. One day faith will give way to sight, and we will know the final fulfillment of these words. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. And we'll be lifted up with him, eternally safe forevermore. And so may the Lord apply these words to our hearts. If you're not saved, may you see your great danger. Lost. In danger of hell today. If you are saved, what a privilege, what strength, what security, what hope we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Amen.